welcome back to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin, and my co-host is Brian Thompson. And our guest today is Amy Chitwood with Curry Auto Center. Welcome back.
Hello.
So before the break, we were talking about the car show that's coming up here in a few weeks. Mm-hmm. And we want people to mark their calendar for June 4th. Mm-hmm. And to go out to Curry Auto Center and see 160 plus cars, possibly. That's what it was last year. It'll probably be bigger.
This year I'm hoping for 200, so.
Wow.
We'll see.
That is crazy.
If we do that, then we might have to block more off the street.
I was just going to visualize how you're going to fit it all in.
Yeah, you're going to have to call the mall and say, we need your parking lot.
It's very strategic. I have everything laid out of exact parking spots. So
Amy is a woman after my own heart because she is so detailed oriented and so like, you have to have it just like this.
Nancy is the detail queen.
I've noticed that. I have definitely noticed that with B&I and everything.
So let's talk a little bit about your role at Curry. Obviously, you're promoting this. You are head promoter.
You have a job. But
tell us a little bit about what you do.
I am the business development and marketing manager. And business development is basically the main role of it is it's that internet shopper, that person that's online. They inquire, which is a good step. Right. And our job is to be the first to reply to them in a timely manner with the best personal email to them with hopefully the best price. Again, we're non-commissioned, so we price pretty aggressively. But it's a fun opportunity to try and get that person in the door. And then once you get that person from behind the screen, it makes it a lot easier. And you've already got that rapport when they come in the door and they don't feel like 100% stranger. When they do show up on our lot.
Absolutely. And you also work with local businesses if they have fleets and getting them their fleets, I assume?
Correct. Fleet and commercial sales is a big thing that we've been trying to do this year. Basically, if a company is looking for a vehicle, we can find them that vehicle, but they also, we're a member of the NAHB, so if they're local members of the NAHB, they get an additional discount. Even if they're not titling in their company name, but they have a federal ID number, they get what's called business choice. And business choice is free GM accessories or GM upfits. So spray and bed liners is what a lot of people do. Or they go accessories and they get toolboxes, assist steps, storage, this, that, and the other, whatever they might need for their vehicle that they're going to work in and out of.
Well, and let's talk a little bit about what the NAHB is. Because I don't think everybody knows what those letters are.
But
it's the National Association of Home Builders.
Correct.
So, but you don't just have to be a builder to be a member. You can be an associate. So anything having to do with the building trade, so to speak.
Realtors are members.
Realtors are members.
And
the way that you would become a member of the NAHB is to become a member of the local, which in Monroe County is called the Building Association of South Central Indiana, BASCI. And you can go to their Build with BASCI website and become a member there, or at least inquire about membership there.
So, correct.
And once you become a member locally, you are a member at the state level and at the national level, and therefore you become eligible for these discounts. And I obviously know a lot about it because I used to run it. And I've actually been called several times to verify that they were a member. I've had auto centers call me and say, so can you give me their membership number? Or the company will call and say, I need my membership number, because they never keep them.
Well, of course not.
So, but then you get some great discounts for that. Or I've had to write letters occasionally.
With the ID and their number, their membership number. And to clarify too, the business choice, you don't have to be a member of the NAHB, but if you do, you get extra incentives. So the business choice will go to any person with an LLC, any person with a federal tax ID number.
Very nice.
Real estate, anyone like that. So if you were to buy a truck or SUV or something like that, you would be able to get free upfits or GM accessories.
Very nice.
That's awesome.
That is.
And I don't think people realize that. I don't think people see that there are discounts out there. You just have to be willing to ask for them or look for them.
And that's why we're happy to help in the business development. And there at Curry, you know, we'll sit down and go over everything that you might qualify for.
And I think, Amy is really good about that. I've heard her talk to other customers and say, well, have you thought about this? And they're like, no. So it's really nice to have someone who's looking out for you and saying, well, let's see if we can get this discounted a little bit in some way.
Or get you something.
Doesn't hurt you at all. Doesn't hurt Curry at all. No. Gives good business. And so
good customer service, too.
Absolutely.
You're taking care of the customer.
Absolutely. So not only do you sell, you have a service center there.
We've got a great center. I don't know how many bays we have off top hand, but
a lot.
I was going to say every day that I try and call and get an appointment, they're about 2 days booked out. So, which is another thing that we can do. The business development center can try and get your appointment scheduled for you online, so that you don't have to call, because sometimes calling is inconvenient to some people. But
that's awesome. I didn't realize you could call ahead.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Do that. That's really awesome. And they do. You have a beautiful service center. They have a beautiful waiting room.
Yes.
It's I could just sleep there.
We try and make it comfy. We do cookies and coffee in the morning. So if you schedule an appointment in the morning.
Yeah.
This is true. I've been in there. There's cookies. Yes.
So, that is really awesome. I love that. So what else do we need to know about Curry that we don't already know, other than you have a huge facility?
We do have an Ellettsville store, too.
Oh, I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's on the main drag. It's got bigger service base, so a lot of the commercial customers go over there. But Tom is the manager. He's great. He gets you in and out.
I know you guys do a lot of things in the community. Curry's involved in a lot of things, and I know you do a lot of things with the Boys and Girls Club. You guys sponsor our vans and our buses.
Okay, so let's talk one more time about the car show that is coming up on June 4th.
Right.
And talk a little bit about where you're located again, in case people don't know.
Okay.
So you're over by the mall.
We are located south of the College Mall on Curry Buick Boulevard, or Buick Cadillac Boulevard, actually.
You can't miss it.
And then you can't miss it. And then I closed down part of Auto Mall Road to accommodate for the 160 plus cars that
so
we have.
Would you recommend that people park
at the mall
or at Bed Bath and Beyond or somewhere close that they walk over?
I was going to say all the employees have to park at the mall, and Bed Bath and Beyond is a good place to go. A lot of people go to Kroger and park there too and walk up, because the street is closed that day, so you'll have to kind of detour around and go down the side street. So we tried to partner with the local businesses, and they're happy about it because they're the only ones that are allowed to be vendors. So it's kind of good for them. So Touchstone, Pure One.
I was just going to ask you, is someone going to be giving little chair massages?
I'm hoping to get the chair massages this year. Last year they had their booth up. So
very nice.
But they donate. So this year I'm hoping that they'll donate again for the silent auction. So you'll be able to bid on
register to win
a massage or yoga.
Very good.
So awesome.
They've always been a good supporter of the car show too.
And will Habitat have a little booth there, or will they be able to be out on there?
Because
you said Habitat Restore is right there.
Yep. Anybody that's on that block that's our neighbor is allowed to be the vendors.
That's awesome.
Outside ones.
That's a really nice partnership.
Yeah. We try and not bring in the outsiders. I know people like to come in, but we try and make it more for our neighbors, and
that makes sense
for the car show people. So
I think that's awesome. So June 4th,
what time? At Curry. Registration is from 10 to 12. After that, 12 o'clock is when the judging is. The awards are at 2 p.m. And pretty much if you come and if you're there at 2, when you open the street back up, everyone's gone in 5 minutes. All 160 cars, they are gone within 5 minutes. It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
So don't come at 1:30 and expect to see all the cars.
No.
Yeah, because at 2 o'clock when I lift the gates, it's like a steady stream out. And a lot of them have started doing, their own cruises. So they'll just get a group of them, and then they'll just kind of drive around town.
That's nice.
That is
afterwards,
fun.
Afterwards.
Yeah.
So
awesome.
But
so, and where should they call to?
Curry at 812-339-2227 and ask for me. My name's Amy. And I can register them via phone. They can go to our website at curryautocenter.com and register. Or they can just show up and talk with one of our, sales reps and register that way.
Awesome. Wonderful. Well, thank you for being here, Amy.
Well, thanks for inviting me. And hopefully it's all good.
Yeah. It's great.
Remember that if you missed any part of our program, you can find our podcast at the WGCLradio.com website or the FC Tucker Bloomington Facebook page.